Here's the plan. We hold the world ransom for $1 million.
Don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days.
Okay, then. We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
Dr. Evil may have had it right the first time. If he had only $1 million, he wouldn't be hit with the estate tax. But if he got that $100 billion, mini-me would have to pay 45% of it to the government if he was a U.S. citizen and if he was real. Who is real? Warren Buffett, really rich, and he testified in front of Congress yesterday. He wants the estate tax to stay in place because rich guys like him, they should pay up, according to Mr. Buffett. So right now you're thinking, I'm lucky if I make my mortgage. Why are you talking to me about this? This is a perfect place to stop and play the news game we like to call Make Me Care. Stepping up to the plate, Anya Kamenetz, the author of Generation Debt and the writer of the Yahoo Finance column of the same name. So, Anya, when was this estate tax enacted?
Well, it's been around for quite a while now. In 2001, when Bush came in, he enacted he wanted to get rid of the estate tax, and he decided to do it slowly. So the exemption has been growing every year. By 2010, the estate tax is supposed to be all gone. And then if we don't make a change, it's going to go back to the pre-2001 levels.
All right. So for 98% of the population, literally 98%, this doesn't really matter, yet it gets so much political time. So, Anya, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. You have 1 minute to make us care about the estate tax. You've done this before, so you know when you hear the ticking sound, you have 10 seconds left. Estate tax, should it stay or go? The issue itself, make me care.
All right. So the estate tax, as you mentioned, this applies to wealth over $1.5 million for a single person. You get to keep that small fortune, $1.5 million, and then above that, you get the bite. And so by being extremely efficient, it raises almost $1 trillion a year from, as you said, less than 2% of all estates. This is a great example of, you know, a tax debate is really a debate about two things. It's about our priorities as a country, and it's about our incentives, right? So priorities. We have to pay for a lot of stuff. We have a record deficit out there. We have a huge war to pay for. And, oh, yeah, there are these proposals coming in for maybe having health care at some point and having better education. We have an environmental change to prepare for. This is a tax that is levied on the richest folks, the ones who have the most ability to pay for it. Secondly, incentives, right? What Warren Buffett was talking about, he decided to give away his own money and not give it all to his children because he believed that, you know, he doesn't believe in being a member of the Lucky Sperm Club. And what does that mean? It means that we want to have America.
And how do I join?
Huh?
And how do I join? Jeez Louise.
So, you know, we want to have a meritocracy in this country. We want to have earned wealth, people who made their money, who achieved something in their own lifetimes. We don't want to create a nation of, you know, kings and queens and lords and ladies who have all inherited their fortunes. And unfortunately, we have a situation right now where we have the most inequality, the most concentration of wealth at any time in the last 100 years. And so, you know, the tax code cannot, restore all of that inequality, but it can go a certain amount of the way, and the estate tax is one way to do it.
All right, Anya, because of a technical snafu, you actually had a lot more time than the 60 seconds, but you made me care a little bit. The whole priorities versus incentives argument is really interesting because a lot of times it comes down when you hear the political arguments on both sides, the idea is, are we penalizing people or rewarding people?
Mm-hmm.
And that just seems to be where you stand on the issue, what your belief is about it.
Absolutely.
Arne Kamenetz, author of the Yahoo Finance column of the same name.
The name being
Generation
Debt.
Thank you so much for trying to make us care about the estate tax.
Thank you.